This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on improvement in India's travel and tourism sector. The participants are Fakhre Alam, Director, Ministry of Tourism, and Lalima Aneja Dang, Anchor.
When you think of India, you think of a vast variety of tourist spots, and we have a whole lot of people who are now coming to India as tourists. For more on this, we are now joined by Sri Fakhre Alamji, Director, Ministry of Tourism. Welcome, sir, to Akashvani Studios.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
So when we talk of tourism of our country, way back Incredible India was launched, which was an incredible success. How much do you think is the role of tourism of our country in the country's GDP?
Tourism is one of the most important sector, especially if you see any country, any economy, whoever are doing well, their contribution from tourism sector is immense. If we talk in terms of the contribution in GDP, as per our calculation, pre-COVID period, we were doing very well, around 5%, 5 to 6% our contribution is there. So there is huge potential, and tourism is one of the sector where not only direct employment is creating, but also indirect employment has a huge, huge potential. As far as employment is concerned, you will find almost 12 to 14%, it varies, but in whole job, you will find almost 12 to 14% are coming from the tourism sector only, both from direct and indirect employment. So huge potential of tourism sector in our economy.
Yes, you talked about India having a huge potential. Indeed, we have adventure tourism and we have skiing in the Himalayas. We have spiritual tourism. There's Ayodhya, Kashi, Ramayana Circuit, Buddhist Circuit, Golden Temple. We have yoga and wellness in Rishikesh and we have the medical tourism. Now we're also talking about India as a destination wedding. It's like a one-stop shop for everyone. What do you have to say on that?
Definitely, India has a huge potential of tourism sector. Whatever the tourism you name, you will find each and every opportunity that is existing in India. And for each and every group, either they are young people, old age people, heritage walk, whatever you find spiritual kind of tourism, medical tourism, yoga tourism, wellness centers, tourism, every tourism, whatever the name you will take in the sector of tourism sector, you will find you have a lot of variety that is available in our country.
Yeah, there's probably no other country which offers such a vast variety of tourist hotspots. When you often talk about ease of doing business, we often talk about ease of living. We have also moved towards ease of being a tourist. For example, India now has visa on arrival, e-tourist visa. In 2014, it was for 28 international airports. Do you think policies like this have facilitated the incoming of tourists from other countries?
Yeah, definitely. If you compare before 2014 and after 2014, definitely there is huge jump of foreign tourist arrival in our nation. And definitely this kind of facilities, whatever you are talking about, many initiatives taken by the government. That is why you see after COVID, we have recovered so fast as compared to many other countries. And definitely we are thinking and we are very much hopeful, even international agencies have predicted that 2020-24 will be a normal year as compared to whatever we were there in before COVID. That means we will achieve whatever we were there at 2019.
When we talk of employment regarding tourism, there are hotels and there is a whole lot of transport is required. Our crafts also get a boost. Do you think that we have reached our potential or we still have way to go?
Definitely, we have a lot of potential. And if you see in terms of potential, whatever we are getting or fetching, that is very less. And we have a lot of things that we have to do and we have to attract, we have to work in this field. So a lot of potential. I think we have very much less we have utilized whatever the potential we have in every sector.
Sir, when we also talk about tourists, a very interesting facet is that there is a wide spectrum of tourists who can look to coming to India. There are backpackers like you see often in Goa and Rajasthan. And then there are these high-end ones like you who will go for the luxury cruise on Ganga or the luxury trains like the Palace on Wheels, which have been a huge success. Do you think that actually we can cater to a vast majority of this from the backpackers to the high-end ones and the middle-income ones too?
Yeah, definitely. As I have already told that India has huge potential of tourism for a variety of tourism for each and every group, right from beginners or young people to even older people, you will find a lot of opportunities. And our government has taken a lot of initiative to facilitate them, to provide them better facilities, to provide them better infrastructure. That is reflecting. If you will find even our foreign tourists are coming a lot, even domestic tourists have boosted a lot.
Domestic tourism,
if you will find domestic tourism number of tourists, if you see about DTV or FTV, you will find a lot of boost in this sector. So definitely we have a lot of opportunities and people are enjoying traveling in India.
Do you see a shift now post-pandemic that people want to spend? There's also nowadays people are realizing like own country's worth vis-a-vis fancy destinations abroad. And actually when you go abroad, you spend a lot of money and you are actually boosting their economy. Do you think there is a resurge of due to patriotism of domestic travel?
I can see, you will find Indians are moving India and they are seeing basically what is our perception or our understanding is there. Mm-hmm. Previously, people were preferring to go to the abroad. But people are seeing in India, the same facilities are available in India. So definitely they are coming and they are enjoying. Yeah, patriotism is one of the factors, maybe, but definitely the attractive destinations, that is more attracting to the tourist.
And also they are probably realizing that how much variety you have.
Yeah, definitely.
Abroad, after a point, you know, in the developed nations, there will be one Sydney Eye, and there will be a London Eye, and there will be one dolphin show and a Sea World. They are very fixed things, but here you go, Gujarat has something to offer, Himalayas will have something else to offer, Shillong has uncorrupted beauty, Munnar, you know, it's an endless list. Alright, so it's nice to know that Indians are realizing the worth of their own country's beauty.
Yeah.
You just touched infrastructure, sir. What is the role of world-class infrastructure? We have Bharat Mandapam, we have Yashobhumi. When conferences, or rather international conferences happen in these places, we also convert an attendee into a tourist. Then they will not just come and attend conferences, they will go to other places. And earlier we just had probably Taj Mahal, now we have extreme lot of options. How would you rate that?
As far as role of world-class infrastructure that have been developed because of our government initiative like Bharat Mandapam, Yashobhumi, is attracting people and converting a conference attendee into a potential tourist.
Right.
So India's role in hosting G20 nation in venues like Bharat Mandapam or Yashobhumi, signaling its power in managing MICE tourism in the highest level.
Right.
So notably, various states also hosted meetings of the world trade leaders showcasing India's diverse offerings. So this demonstrates our ability to convert conference attendees into potential tourists, you can say, and leveraging our rich cultural heritage. So this is a great initiative, especially if you see MICE tourism, that is one of the major attractions. Even if you see other countries, probably they are doing well in tourism sector. MICE is one of the factors, and that was still untouched area. If you see, so the kind of initiative government has taken to promote, build up this kind of world-class auditorium, that will definitely attract MICE tourism in this sector, and it will ultimately convert into a potential tourist destination, and it will facilitate how we can develop other destinations, how we can attract other tourists also. They will be a good messenger, ambassador for our Indian tourism sectors.
Right. Even today I was reading in the newspaper that the time taken in many of the airports in retrieving the baggage once you arrive has reduced now, and it's limited to 30 minutes in many airports. So steps like these also help facilitate ease of being a tourist.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we have these highways and freeways and airports and ports developing. That also facilitates tourism.
Definitely, definitely. These are facilities, world-class facilities that is available not only in Delhi, Mumbai. We can get good airports in the remote areas also. Kushinagar Airport really recently inaugurated. And many airports, if you see any state, you will find many new airports are coming with good infrastructure facilities.
Interesting aspect of tourism. There are some positive side effects, like a tourist who comes doesn't just see a place, he also buy handicrafts. And we have done enough, like we have Pandit Deen Dayal Center in Varanasi, where tourists are probably encouraged to go and see under one roof, you have all the artisans showcasing their crafts. So do you think this also promotes our classical music, dance, folk, and even arts and crafts?
Definitely.
And helps promote our cultural legacy?
Yes, yes, definitely. These all initiatives taken by the government has a lot of potential, and this is also part of the tourism. People are coming, enjoying our art, culture, and whatever the resources we have, and it will be a good initiative, and people are being attracted towards these all things.
Mr. Alam, India with a score of 4.25 holds 39th position and is the only South Asian nation in top 50 countries on the biannual Travel and Tourism Development Index, TTDI as we call it, brought out jointly by WEF and the University of Surrey. So what do you have to say on that?
The TTDI benchmarks and measures the set of factors and policies that enable the sustainable and resilient development of the travel and tourism sector, which in turn contributes in the development of a country. India has ranked 39, as you have told, 39, that means we are within 40 among all the countries in the world, and this marks a significant improvement as travel recovers post-pandemic. Especially after pandemic, we have recovered a lot. So, as far as TTDI is concerned, our position is 39. Basically, TTDI is an index where many indicators are involved. Not one indicator, or almost for 2023, in the recent TTDI indicator, we have 102 indicators. So, in some of the indicators, we have done marvelous. Our ranks have jumped a lot. In some of the indicators, we have maintained our rank. But in some of the indicators, some dips are there. So, we are working on it, how we can improve in that indicators. Just I want to take the name, India ranked among 18 for price competitiveness. Ground and port infrastructure, which has been placed on 25th rank. Air transport infrastructure of India has been very competitive and has been ranked 26th globally. Here we are doing a lot of good work, and that is reflecting our TTDI ranking. India is highly ranked for natural resources, which is placed 6th globally. Our rich cultural resources are a major attraction for travelers ranking globally. So these are some of the indicators where we are doing well, and definitely our government is concentrating for each and every factor which are affecting to the tourists, how we can provide them best facilities or we can do well in this sector. As per the report, India is one of the only 3 countries to score in top 10 for all resources pillars, highlighting India's resource strength. India is highly rated for its natural resources, which is placed 6th globally. Our rich cultural resources are a major attraction for travelers, ranking 9th globally. Additionally, our non-leisure resources, as you are talking about, are robust, also scoring 9th position in the world.
In India, we've always talked about Atithi Deva Bhava and the kind of hospitality we see, whether it's a B&B or whether it is a hotel staff, we don't see anywhere else in the world. On the one hand, we have working at a global level where we're trying to, I dare say, woo our expatriates. At the ground level, we're trying to improve our infrastructure, and we also have the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan. We're trying to provide our tourists clean spaces. It's a work in progress. Where do you see between this at the global and at the ground level, which way are we going?
No, if you see the kind of effort our government has taken, that is reflecting even in our TTDI indicator. Our in Swachhta, whatever the indicator related with the cleanness, our country is doing well. In travel and tourism sector, in hospitality sector, whatever the indicators are there in TTDI, we are doing very well. So our rank has improved. That is reflecting what we have taken in different sectors. That is reflecting even in our TTDI indicators. That is the right thing.
And we've also, thanks to smartphones, we also have now apps which will help, and we are trying to streamline. It makes it easier for a tourist to have access to various spots in the city. Do you think that also has made a difference too?
Yeah. Some kind of, because of the IT-enabled things, tourists are feeling much comfortable, and whatever the facilities they want to avail, they are getting. As far as security is concerned, as far as knowing about the destination, attraction, or the travel and tourism, that has boosted a lot. I think that has contributed for the boosting of tourism sector, whatever the IT facilities that we are increasing. Because of all the government initiative, if you see in whatever the IT facilities we are getting, that has affected positively, and tourists are enjoying the facilities.
Finally, we have come a long way, but we still have, as I say, quote-unquote, miles to go before we sleep regarding tourism. What is the further, may I say, vision of our country as far as tourism is concerned? How can we enhance the tourism potential of our country? What vision is there? Could you just throw some light on that?
I think government is taking a lot of initiative where untapped destinations are there. There are a lot of potential still we have not utilized. So those destinations needs to be developed, and many new tourist spots are coming on. Hopefully, we are hoping that India will do well, and wherever the attractions where tourists are not going there, we are promoting, despite that is a very good attraction because of the communication, because of the transportation, and because of the basic facilities, they are not going. I think government is focusing more on that, and definitely this destination will become a good destination in future.
And we also hope that we market well, because many of the developed nations, the actual spots may not be many, but they market very well. They're very good at marketing. So we also hope that we enhance our marketing skills as far as tourism is concerned, because the kind of diversity we have as far as culture is concerned, or cuisine is concerned, or crafts, arts, even geographical, is amazing. Thank you very much, Mr. Fakhri Alam, for being with us at Akashvani Studios.
Thanks a lot.
You were listening to a discussion on improvement in India's travel and tourism sector. The participants were Mr. Fakhri Alam, Director, Ministry of Tourism, and Lalima Anija Dang, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.